Moving on to really the last leg of our technology, in terms of the inyanim of technology, again, we started with all, and what malachos are involved, and what electricity itself, and muksa, and shinoi, and davishinim is kavein, all of that. After all of that is said and done, even if technically there may not be any given malacha, and even isidur abanon, in terms of a given practice, there, one still could run into other issues, which, in terms of zilzul Shabbos, elusa de Shabbos, things could just be a disgrace for what Shabbos is meant to be. And I'd like to begin with some of the concepts which are already brought out in Gemaras, and then from once we elaborate on those, then we could show where what their roots are in the Chumash themselves and in Rishonim. Some of the concepts already in whether it be in Gemaras, and so we find the concept of Mzolchef, Tzolchef, Adavar, Davar. We'll have to learn how to let it drop. We have a concept of Mashmas Kol, Afshe Milsa, that's what I'm going to start with today. We have a concept of Ovnun Dechol. We have concepts of Mekach Omemkar and Shtari Adyotos. So I'd like to begin, again, even though something which in theory you wouldn't find any other malacha involved with, yet there could still be some of these other problems involved. And of course, these are have been recently very hot issues in terms of all issues in terms of the kosher switch. We spoke about that a little bit. Besides all the halachic issues, and I think even more, it's not claiming even this is a hoax in terms of the Shabbos app. We haven't mentioned those words yet until now, but in terms of that, clearly the issues of Zilzul Shabbos seem to be come to the forefront. Now, it's what are these? What exactly are the problems in terms of? So there's a Gemara. We know the well-known Machlokas v'Shabbos and Beis Hillel, Mishnah Yudzayim and Beis, whether or not. In terms of Shisa's Kalim, Mishami says, "In Shorin Dio, Samonim, Karshinim, Elkish, Yeshua, and Bodyom, you can't soak dyes, even starting on Erev Shabbos, unless the job becomes completed before Shabbos comes in." Mishami says, "No problem, what there?" Mishami says, "In Ostin, Onin, Shalpishno, Sochatanor, Elkish, Yavhilim, Bodyom, you can't put flax in to be ready for, you can't put them into the oven unless they're going to be ready again." Basil says, "It's mutter." Etc., etc. Yishami says, in person, Mitsuros Chayev Ovos, you can't set animal traps before Shabbos unless it's ready. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Okay, in other words, seemingly the Gemara has machlokas whether or not Yishami, whether or not one holds a Shvi Kalim. Okay. Tanya, Cholash, Ramar, Tilchem, Tishamir, Larabo, Shisos Kalim. That's the opinion of Yishami, I'm sorry. But we pass him like Beis Hillel, more or less. So, So are there going to be limitations to that? So we know the well-known Gemara on Shabbos Yudches, "Einos nimchitim l'rechayim ela sheyitchenu bibod yom." One can't put wheat into the mill unless it's going to be, even though it's running on its own, ela sheyitchenu bibod yom. We're putting it there on Shabbos, and it's going to continue on to Shabbos. So you can't do that unless it's finished before Shabbos. What Shabbos? So Amar Rabba, why shouldn't that be the same thing as all the other cases we were mat there? As long as we were mat there, as long as you did, it started Mibol Yom. We don't pass on Shvita Skelim. So Amar Rabba, Mibnei Shemash Ma'as Kol. Mibnei Shemash Ma'as Kol. It gives off a loud noise. So what? So Rashi says, so Rashi says, "Shemash Ma'as Kol, ba'avsha milsa b'Shabbos v'ika zelusa." It makes a lot of noise. It's avsha milsa. It's a huge scene. It makes a big deal, and it therefore is a zelusa, a disgrace for the Shabbos. The Ritva has a little bit of a different take, but I mean, could be the same. The Ritva, the Avsha Milsa, have you ovdun dechol, the kivin, the vebeis, the betochat chom, oser. he limits it a little bit, and when he uses the same words of Rashi, but as long as he's doing it within the Tum, it's Aser. Apparently he's already hinting at the possibility of being Mutter outside the Tum. Then the Gemara suggests maybe even Amalei Rav Yosef Alema Marmishim Shvisas Kalim. Maybe this explain this. The Tanya Chasha Marzi Lachemti Shemeri Lerabba Shvisas Kalim Alema Rav Yosef Mishim Shvisas Kalim. So he says, wait a minute. According to Beis Hillel, also has Shvisas Kalim. He also asks his Mishim Shvisas, and why is everything else Mutter? So there are different suggestions within Shvisas Kalim. I'm not going to go into that right now. As I'm going to leave out all of those those suggestions, and then maybe suggest only with Beis Shammai these things are mutter. Beis Shammai holds the Shvisas Kalim, and all the other cases when I'm mafker it. Okay, so if one holds that way, the case is really, and we switched everything. In other words, this brayso is only according to Beis Shammai. This concept of only of asering, putting chitam rechayim, is only Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel taka would be matter that. So it seems like already possibly in the Gemara there's a machlokas whether we have hold of this concept at all called mashmas kol. And first of all, we have to figure out whether we hold of it, and second of all, what it is. So first of all, the Rosh explains a very interesting idea. Shuv there is after kaim alon mishum mashmas kol. Mikol makom lo rotsu lahamid abraisim mitam zed. The time agreed. The mashmas kol milsa chadatah the lashkan mishum dotta. Even if we pass in it, there is something chiddush here. This is something new. We wouldn't have thought to put the brayso mukam the brayso according to that idea. So the truth is, this discussion in terms of who we pass in like and how we define it already is throughout la halacha and simin reishon and beis. Sif Hei, which we're taught as follows. The Machaber says, "Umutter latei zchit lemasoch brechayim shamayim samach lachasheicha." He seems to permit it. However, the Rama continues. We're not worried about such a concept. V'yesh osrim b'rechayim. V'yesh osrim b'rechayim. And not only there, u'v'chol makom she'yesh lochosh l'ashmas kol. There are those who answer it. V'hachi nohog l'chadchila. And ideally, this should be our practice, is to avoid things which are mashmiyah kol. Mi'u b'makom seida yesh lahakel. In terms of the psak. Okay, if there will be some type of use loss, whatever that would be, some type of loss, then one would be able to be makel against this concept of Jesus, of mashmas kol. Commotion is by leil. Okay, so first of all, gufa in terms of psak. Okay. Primagadim seems to note that me'ikr hadin, the fact that we makel v'shas atzorech, Malcolm say that really shows you the Me'ikar Adin, then we pass him that we don't hold of it, this concept. Me'ikar Adin. So otherwise you can't be Me'ikar. You should have a quote from the Yoredeya. He quotes an Issa V'Heter at the beginning of Yoredeya, well known. The Choshen Me'ikilim Heftin Rub Mishum to Medina Mutter. You can't otherwise. Okay, but L'Chachila one should still avoid it. But what is this problem that we're trying to avoid? What is this? So the Ramah continues. Mutter lahamid kli mesh koles shekorin a zeger. Zeger is a clock. I guess the if you have the kli mesh, apparently they had the what do they call it? The chime every on the hour or something like that. The erev Shabbos avach bishmesh miyakolel diashos b'Shabbos. Even though you know now it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, etc. כי הכל, why was pshat? כי הכל יודעים שדרכון להעמידו מהשמאל. So everybody knows that that was set up yesterday. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, and one could, in theory, understand the halacha based in this following way. That, ki hakol yodim, once everybody's going to know that you said it yesterday, therefore, there are a lot of mashmos, and what's pshat in this iser? The pshat in this iser, therefore, if it's mutter when everybody knows, then it's basically a form of chashada. Ki hakol yodim, v'lo yachshedu she'amidu b'shabbos, and therefore, everybody knows you did it yesterday, they're not going to suspect you. The truth though is, if it's based on chashada, then there should be many leniencies on this, because usually throughout halacha, wherever we find cases of things being also mishem chashada, we make something mochiach alav. It's also to have dam dogim. The Torah only asks there is dam behemachaya of ofos. But the dam of dogim is meikra din mutter. But if you're sitting there drinking the dam of dogim, it's the maris ayin chshada type of problem. So we're meikol heicha. You have skins of dogim around. Or we have basav of chalav. This the chalav is not chalav of coconuts. It's chalav of shkedim, almonds. So if you have, as long as you have something which is takes away is misalik the chashada, then it's going to be mutter. So here, if you put up a big sign, you could put up your Shabbos radio, your Shabbos microphone, and Shabbos name the appliance, name your gadgets. Put up a big sign and say this is your special Shabbos one, and therefore the lechora should be misalik the chashada. Every 10 minutes and a half minutes, is this is the special Shabbos radio program, whatever, and be misalik the chashada. And some of these organizations were involved with some of them in looking for these innovative Shabbos solutions. Some can call them solutions, some can call them problems, some can call but that's a debate. I'm not going to take a side on that right now. But some of these innovations claim that we'll also put up all types of signs and all types of ways that people will know that this is special for Shabbos, and that you only do it, that you set it all before Shabbos. And or if you set it up in a way which is mutter because of ex grama or who knows what. Even this day of the Rambam is not saying that. And the source is, by the way, an augur. It's basically permitting this clock, this clock to tick and chime. What's the pshat, as far as I understand? The language, again, of the Rambam, which is quoting the augur, is saying, "Sheyomru rechayim shel ploni tochenes b'shabes, tesviri b'shabes nasan hachitim." Yes, I think he did it. Aval bekli mashkolos akol yodim shregilim l'saknu b'chol yom l'yom shalachur v'yom shemekash v'yom mashmiyad, when it's going to start chiming, making noise during the day, ein misaknu noso. You're not doing it then. The problem is not that it's pure chashada. This is pure chashada. Chazal knows how to say chashada. Maris ayin, it's all over Shas. Chashada, maris ayin, whatever it is. So Chazal say here, Mishem Shemashmah Askol. So for Rashi, the problem of Mashmah Askol is simply they lose the Shabbos, Afsha Milsa. Simply something that just makes a lot of noise. That Kufa could be the problem. I don't think the Rambam is saying that either. Because otherwise, if this problem doesn't really make a lot of noise, then L'chor, this clock could make a lot of noise also. It could be very loud. So what is this in between? If it's simply the problem, simply that I can't make noise, what Rashi seems to say, that this creates a disturbance for Shabbos, something like that, I understand that. If you tell me on the other hand it's chashada, I understand that also. What's this middle? What's this middle gather, which I think is the accurate one?
People think it's okay.
What?
People think it's okay.
People will think it's okay. Yeah, it's possible. I'm not, if that. That's sometimes you, that's two versions of Maris Ayin slash Shah. There's also that Maris Ayin is often. Sometimes it depends who you are. Depends on various. They think that therefore, oh, we see learn from you that it's mutter, or we see from there that we see from there that you're chasha, that you're rasha. But my claim is like this. No, it's exactly what the Gemara says. Mashmah is called, therefore it's a form of delusa, the Shabbos afsha milsa. But what? Because when you are, I'll give a mashmah. The light is on in the room. The light being on in the room, does that give anybody the sense that somebody was machal Shabbos? Does that give anybody a sense that the light is on in the room? Obviously not, because the nature of leaving a light on is there's a mitzvah of a halak ner shel Shabbos. So back then it was a ner, literally lighting a candle. Now we turn on a light bulb. So the same, it's something which you do beforehand, which is always done beforehand, and it doesn't create a disturbance for Shabbos. It doesn't get in anybody's way. Doesn't, no one's thinking that there's chol Shabbos involved. I'll give another example, another extreme example, even though something could be very loud. And a certain, here's an irony where a certain chumra, in theory, you could have turned into a kula, but Chazon Ish says it's not true, it's not a problem. We know it. The Chazon Ish was very makbid in using the electricity generated in Eretz Yisrael because of Chilul Shabbos involved, because most of the people involved are Jewish, and unfortunately, unfortunately, there are people who are Mechal Shabbos involved, so therefore it would be a disgrace to use that. Maybe something we'll get back to a little bit later on in terms of using things which have been made on Shabbos, created on Shabbos. Okay, so the Chazon Ish therefore suggested was, and what's the practice in many communities in Eretz Yisrael? They have their own generators. They have their own private generators, general electricity for Shabbos. Again, they probably make a lot of noise. A generator can make a lot of noise. So how do I view that? You set up a generator before Shabbos, it's going to be very noisy. So is that a problem? Zilzal Shabbos, Afshin Milsa, whatever you want to call this. Mashmah's call, what's Mashmah's call? So he says, no, I call Yodim, the whole point of this. This is the type of gadget set up to keep to retain the Kedusha Shabbos. It's something which is made to be set beforehand. Hakol yodim shedako lahamidom esmo.
You're saying that it's for Shabbos?
What's that?
You're saying that the purpose is for Shabbos?
Here's the way I'm going to define it. As far as I understand this. And by the way, I should note, by the way, before I get to what I'm about to say, the augur of his matir, he was matir this the zeger, this clock, this chiming clock, the marivayel, takas says it's usher, it makes a lot of noise and it's usher. But let's assume that I'm not passing like the Mikila. My claim is, the problem is something which creates a disturbance to Shabbos, not as opposed to something which gets it, as opposed to something which fits with it. Dehainu, something which is meant to be on for a long period of time, which is always set the day before. It's not. It's when someone looks at it, something they look at it as something you just turn on. Not by a specific equipment, but rather a light. A light is background. The light is on, and therefore you. The light is on, and therefore you could read. Therefore you could whatever. You enjoy the light while it's there. The air conditioning is on. The air conditioner can make a lot of noise. But the air conditioner is something which you. Masha'in Kane, something which is not just background information, which is not just part of the Rekha. Rather, something which is either very noisy and if you put on disco lights in the room, something which you're interacting with, something which you generally don't leave on the whole time. You only leave on for, you put on for a specific period of time, because when it's on, it takes over the entire room. You put on very often, unfortunately, for better or for worse, many of our homes are, the radio or the TV, whatever it is always on. But that already is something which is not part of the background, that's put on in order to watch for a given period of time. You hear the chiluk a little bit of what I'm saying? So therefore, when someone sees that, the zilzul is that it's not a chashada thing. The zilzul is that it gives the appearance that something's going on Shabbos. Not else, I mean, choshe the person. It's a disgrace for Shabbos, exactly what Rashi's saying. Mashiach, if I have a clock, the clock is part of the background. Even that loud chime is also part of the background. Mashiach, if I turn on the radio, even if I have the radio on before Shabbos, the radio is something we put on to listen to. Not when you want to listen to it. So therefore, even if you happen to have it on beforehand, and even if you happen to have it on in a way which you have, the special Shabbos radio, it's still by nature a type of item which is you put on not as background. It creates as an option, also slash whatever mashma is called. That's the way I understand this chiluk. Yes.
So you want to listen to the clock when it hits the hour? You want the chime?
You want the light also. You want to use you. Why even the chime? The chime should. My problem is not wanting the noise. But the same way you want the clock. In theory, you should ask for the clock itself. The clock is optional. Everyone can see the big clock is on, running because of electricity. Everyone knows you said it before Shabbos. I mean, other than you see a big clock. A big clock, right? A big clock should also be optional. It's ridiculous. It's not optional, so. Because even a big clock is part of the background. It's something which is always there. It doesn't get in people's way. It doesn't interfere with people. It's something which is always, because it's always set.
Like an alarm clock.
So that, that's we had to begin to start applying this. And it's just to summarize where I am right now. Basically, the 3 days of understanding this. And understanding this concept of the Gemara called Mashmas call. First of all, halacha lema, whether we passing that way, that 2 days, whether or not. So our masses the chachilu we should passing leave makom, we should make a makom say. We'll talk in terms of the gather, in terms of the chumra of it. We'll get back to Mirtz Hashem. But now, in terms of what it is, what's the gather of it? So one extreme would be takas anything which is noisy. Anything which is noisy simply is a disgrace for Shabbos. We'll try to define that. That could be Pashashat and Rashi. That could be the Marivayel, who asks even this clock. It's just something which makes too much noise. It's just simply whatever the premium, whatever the lumdus would be for explaining such a concept. That's what it is. That could be. The other extreme would be that it's a Dinei Chashada. Someone will suspect you. Someone suspects you. You turned it on. They'll call you a Mechal al Shabbos. Or the pshat is no. Not that they'll call you a Mechal al Shabbos. No one's suspecting you of anything. The pshat is, it gives the appearance of Chilul Shabbos. And that goof was a Zilzal Shabbos. As opposed to something that's going on in the background. So some classic examples of this, for example, Shlomo Zalman, we discussed this in terms last time in terms of Nola, in terms of let's say I have clothing left in the dryer. So we discussed this in terms of the Nola, but he asks using the leaving the dryer or the washer on when Shabbos comes in because they make too much noise that he thinks is Afshan Milsa, and that would be what about, why is it, it's interesting. Why would a sprinkler not be Afshan Milsa? That's an interesting question. Let me think about that one. Chor, it should, right? Chor, it's a scene. Is
everyone?
Sort of
noisy.
What?
They're sort of noisy.
Interesting. I hear that. I think people are making a lot of that, no?
I think so.
I think so too. I hear it. Why is that not? people in. I wouldn't think about it. I have to think about it. Why? I have to think about it. It could be these posts would not be for it. You asked a second ago about alarm clocks. Rav Moshe in Chaim Dalet Ayin Vav says you could use an alarm clock, but only again, obviously, when set up from Erev Shabbos. By the way, I should add, we spoke about this at great length already in terms of setting it up on top. But this is one of the key Maamar Kamos here in Siman Reish and Beis is what is discussing the Surim involved if I try to set these things up on Shabbos. In terms of Grama, in terms of Maisa, in terms of, right, it's a very important Maamar Kamos for that. We spoke about them at great length already, but these. So Moshe writes that it's also l'shtamish b'shon mar. Yeah, I'm saying I started the other way. It's mutter l'shtamish b'shon mar with an alarm clock, which was arranged from Erev Shabbos. However, only where the sound involved cannot be heard me'rachok. If it could only be heard in his room, when he's by himself, basically, imagine himself and his wife, or it would be fine. Understand only himself. It's gonna wake up the whole house. I think maybe I should have told that to my 2-year-old the Shabbos who set the alarm before Shabbos and had woke up the whole house. I should have reminded him of this problem. One shouldn't have a loud alarm going on the Shabbos. Why the Avsha Milsa? And then he continues, and this is where I'm kind of coming from. To Harama, Hanal, Hikel Bezeger, Meres, Avis, Iwe, Mekel, with the chiming clock. Why the Hakol Yodim, Tredarkel, Nahamida, Meesmal? Everybody knows that it was set yesterday. The Hikel Davkoha, so I would have thought, so maybe you would have thought that would have been it. What? I would have thought an alarm clock also, but no. Davka Hossam, Afshin Nasta, the base of Eno Godel Kafas, even though that's not a loud noise. That's not, I'm not sure I ran a mill ever. I don't know how much noise is running. I've never measured the decibels of running a mill. The Hekel, Davka Hossam, Afshin Nasta, the base of Eno Godel Kafas. I imagine the chiming clock is not the loudest thing in the world. Also, he laughed that Derech Lamed B'chol Pamachas Meislays. Normally, you wind it. He says daily. I don't know how often you used to wind them. Okay, even if you wind them daily, they knew that it was a daily thing. It wasn't something you were dealing with regularly, I mean, throughout the day. Below Yechshedu Shosla B'Shabbes, even though. Setting up an alarm clock is usually set up, he argues, right before you go to sleep. You could debate that. You could debate that as much. I'm happier with the gather that we're trying to say here. Basically, one is something you interact with, and the other is something which is part of the background. That's the chiluk that I would. At least a louder one. A louder one would be out there.
What defines louder?
Huh?
When you're listening through the door, you could hear it.
Yeah, so his gather if you're listening through the door. I'm not sure if somebody's trying to get you. Again, if it was a chshada type of thing, right? Sounds silly, but if someone was listening quiet, the person wouldn't be publicizing it. He'd be doing it in private and keeping it hidden. Holy love it. And the same issue was discussed. We'll go one last idea in. The same issue was discussed in terms of using microphones on Shabbos. Using microphones. So Moshe also talks about that. So first of all, we spoke about this at great length, and we spoke about electricity. Those are the first two reasons he was answering. We had a very innovative sheet that's there in terms of electricity. We spoke about that at great length. But now, the two we ignored back then when we were talking about, now the other reasons he asked is using the microphones. Kivan devachol haderach lachaber a microphone electric rock b'shosh esvichum the daber below called them. Usually you can, the microphone's not always connected. And lachain afim lohi yoshim iser v'dibu be'etzem hadavar. Even if you're telling me that no, talking into it isn't the problem. Hayosim midrabanon had the Shabbos mashmas call. Why? Because people efshar lomar, it's possible people would say. Hayom kodem hadrasha chibru l'elektri. L'chein gamkein osu l'hamir Shabbos radio v'televizio k'dei l'iros l'ashmiya v'shabbos. The same token, he says, he spells out, kind of what we're assuming already, that it would be osir even to arrange me'er Shabbos, but these are things you usually put on when you want to listen, watch. So even in theory, you put it on beforehand, these are would be the gufa, the problem of Avsha Milsa. And for the same reason, the opposite token of the same thing would be that in terms of machshirei shmiya, in terms of hearing aids, it probably wouldn't be the same problem. First of all, derech klal mechabrim davka. First of all, your hearing aids usually inside, usually is only connected, he connects it once. It's not like it's something you only put it in when you want to hear something. Oh, you want to talk to me? Let me put in my hearing aid. Usually the hearing aid is there. It's not only connected right now, first of all. And secondly, beyond that, it's a very private thing. The hearing aid is not, there's no Avsha Milsa in that. Hopefully it's going to get the person to hear better. It doesn't make things much louder to begin with. Okay, so that is the beginnings of Avsha Milsa. Maybe next time we'll begin talking about maybe using cell phones as an alarm. Could you do that? Some other talks, other discussions in terms of Avsha Milsa, and then we'll move on to Mirzim Tov Tachol.